A Bethel woman who had a baby while in a coma, then passed away, was laid to rest over the weekend. The young woman was clinically brain dead for most of her pregnancy. Her baby, Faith, was born on July 8th and is now being raised by family in Bethel. KYUK's Daisha Eaton has more.
Jesse Ayahorra's uncle, Henry Combs, describes her as a tomboy who loved making art and raising dogs. He says she also had a darker side, though, which included abusing alcohol, and which he says sent her to the hospital one night in late January.
It was a Sunday. It was in the evening. Jesse had been gone for a while, out drinking for a while. I was out at church, and I had come home kind of late in the evening, and she wasn't feeling well, and she ended up having her seizures, and then, you know, we called 911.
The 29-year-old was flown to Anchorage, where doctors at Alaska Native Medical Center said she'd suffered cardiac arrest. She had no brainwave activity. They also discovered she was 12 weeks pregnant.
There wasn't much hope at first, and some of the doctors said that, you know, most of the doctors at ANMC said that she couldn't carry the baby, that, you know, it wouldn't work out.
But Combs says one doctor said it was possible. Family members agreed to put her on life support. The baby was born by C-section at 35 weeks on July 8th. They named her Faith. Amy B. says her cousin stayed strong for her baby.
We all knew as soon as the baby was born that we were just waiting for Jesse to pass. Three days after she had her baby, I got the phone call that she passed away.
The community has rallied around the family. Bea and her husband, Baron Swope, held a yard sale over the weekend to raise money for Faith's care.
We're just putting on a sale here to benefit her, hoping to help contribute to the family and help them afford the necessities for Faith as she's in her early days here.
The baby's aunt, Chrissy Medina, is caring for Faith. She says the baby's doing well.
She's eating a lot more. She's growing. She makes me laugh every day. Seems like it's like my sister being born again. Her whole face looks like her, especially her nose and her cheeks.
Combs says the family's sadness has been eased by the baby that resembles her mom. He says he's sharing their story because he hopes it will help others struggling with alcohol avoid the fate of his niece.
As a lot of people do in Bethel, you know, it's something more than just being able to go out and have a good time. It ends up becoming something that's done regularly. Unfortunately, some of us kind of let that take over us. Jesse herself, I mean, she did drink. She didn't like it when others around her would, but she did herself. And it was something she struggled with.
Faith's mother was laid to rest in Bethel this past weekend. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.